Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Philippians 3:13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. As long as you're holding on to the past, you'll never be able to take hold of the future. The past can be an unbearably heavy burden when you try to carry it. The way to let go of it is to stop thinking about it. Get it off your mind and out of your conversation. Satan will constantly remind you of your past because he wants you to remain stuck in it. But you don't have to. You can choose your own thoughts. You say, "I can't help thinking about it." Yes, you can. Before he met Christ, Paul destroyed churches and put Christians to death. Now he was going back into some of those same towns, and who was waiting for him there? Widows, orphans, people whose lives he'd devastated. Had Paul not been able to move forward beyond that, he'd never have fulfilled his God-given assignment. Now, Paul didn't suffer from amnesia. He could remember the actual events, but knowing God had forgiven him and that he'd forgiven himself, he chose to forget the past. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Note the words, "but one thing I do." When you decide to forget, God will enable you to do it and give you the grace and peace to move on. Indeed, he will make you stronger and wiser as a result. If you're struggling with guilt, condemnation, shame, blame, or regret about your past, let God forgive you, set you free, and enable you to move forward. There are some keys to forgetting and moving forward from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.